It's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama to delay U.S. military withdrawal in Afghanistan. President Obama announced he will maintain the current number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan through most of 2016.
As Commander-in-Chief, I will not allow Afghanistan to be used as safe haven for terrorists to attack our nation again. Our forces therefore remain engaged in two narrow but critical missions: training Afghan forces and supporting counterterrorism operations against the remnants of Al-Qaeda.
The administration had originally planned to keep only about 1,000 U.S. troops past 2016, but Mr. Obama says Afghan forces are still not as strong as they need to be. The current number of 9,800 troops will remain through next year before cutting the number to 5,500 by the time Mr. Obama leaves office in January 2017. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he is willing to meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to end the surge of violence, but says Mr. Abbas must stop what he calls lies about Israel. The Prime Minister blasted Palestinians for what he calls a new big lie that Israeli security forces are executing Palestinian terror suspects. At the center of the accusation is a 13-year-old Palestinian boy named Ahmed Mansara, who stabbed two Israelis Monday in Jerusalem. President Abbas accused the Israelis of executing the boy, but Israel released a video Thursday showing Ahmed sitting up in a hospital bed with his head bandaged, eating a snack, and being treated by Jewish doctors. Guinea President Alpha Conde appears on track to win the disputed presidential vote after his main rival said he would pull out of the election. With around 80% of the vote counted, Conde was set to win an absolute majority. Final results expected later today. This is VOA News.